Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kim moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morrison scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. There goes Morrison trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Allinson, who tags Morrison, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Torres. Baines moves to third. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Washington reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Nordhagen moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines is walked intentionally. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Proley now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Remy pinch hits for Ted Sizemore. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy now playing second base. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Poppy now playing third base. Dave Rader now catching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.